Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't find it. No, no more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
And welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Cause it's a new season, it's a new day, yeah, resting on you. I can feel it, it's flowing my way, oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season,
it's a new day.
Everyone, and to God be the glory. Thank God for another Monday. Thank God for another day, because indeed this is the day the Lord has made. And what are we going to do? We're going to rejoice and give him all the glory and the honor and the praise. Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts indeed, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we thank God for another opportunity to be here to share with you on the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We have a special program for you tonight. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We call it our Testimony and Thanksgiving broadcast, TNT, because it is just that powerful and so much more. Especially when we join together to give God the praise, to tell of the goodness of our Heavenly Father in our lives. Has God done anything for you? If he has, then you should be able to open your mouth at any given time and tell your story, because no one can tell what God has done for you like you can. The word of God says in Revelation 12 and verse 11 that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. They overcame who? They overcame Satan. They overcame all the powers of the darkness. They overcame all of his tactics and his wicked devices by what? By the blood of the Lamb. And who's the Lamb? That's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. By the precious blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the word of their testimony. I mean, when you think about that scripture, that is so powerful. Because also, too, God's word tells us that the power of life and death lie in the tongue. And so when the scripture says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, that means that as you speak, hallelujah, that you're and giving God the praise and giving him the glory, that you are putting the enemy on the run. He's got to flee. So we just give God the praise. We thank God again for the opportunity to share in the study. We're going to talk a bit about his word. And also, too, we thank God for sharing in this time of thanksgiving and testimony and telling of the goodness of God in our lives. Before we get started, we always like to usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise. I have my beloved here, Pastor Jasper Whitehurst, and he's going to lead us to the throne of grace in prayer. And then we will get started with our testimony. And we have Mother Pat Gallo in the house tonight, and she's going to begin by sharing her testimony. And if there are others, you'll be able to have the opportunity to do the same simply by pressing 1 on your dial pad. Because we will love to hear from you. So let's go ahead and listen to a song of praise, God. And we're going to play a song that's pretty known to your ear. But it is every praise, not some praise. Every praise. I don't ever get tired of this song by Hezekiah Walker. Because that's where I live. We are from the tribe of Judah. We love to praise the Lord. Every praise belongs to our God. Listen and be blessed.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Take it up and praise.
It's to our God. praise him now. He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Praise belong to him. Amen. Praise God for his holy word, Holy Spirit. And thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to say a word of praise unto you, Father, Lord. Yes. Praise to the glory of God. Lord, we praise your holy name. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you, Lord, to give our hearts and our minds to the things of God, Lord. We thank God for working our life, Father. Thank God for the for what you are doing today, Father, Lord. Just have your way for you. Manifestation of your power in our life, in our home, our family, Lord, in this nation, Lord, in this community, Lord. We thank God for working things out for the good, Lord. All things work together for the good and the things in Christ Jesus, Lord. Lord, we just praise your holy word, Father, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for being being a true God, you know, the true living God, Father, Lord. We thank God for you being our Alpha and Omega, Lord, the beginning and the end, Father. We thank God for you to be the bright and the morning star, Father, Lord, of our life each and every day, Father. We thank God for you being your compassion in you every morning, Father. We praise you for that, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your holy word, Father, Lord, for your holy truth, Lord Jesus, Lord. Thank you for being more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus, Lord, Father. We praise your holy name for you are a deliverer, Father, Lord. And we thank God for you the strength us in all areas of our life, Father. We thank God for everlasting joy, everlasting life, Father, through Christ Jesus, Lord. Just have your way, Father, Lord. Have your faith. Thank you for being a faithful God that you are, Lord. Thank God for your faithfulness, Lord. And thank God for your grace that surpasses all things, Father. Your grace is more than sufficient to keep us strong in the things of God for our daily life, Lord, from sun up to sundown. We thank God for your divine grace in our life, Father. Thank God for your healing power, Lord. You develop in our mind, body, and spirit, Father. And thank God for you are a helper, Father. You keep us strong when we are weak, Father. You keep us in the soundness of mind, body, and spirit, Father, because you are a helper, Father. We look to the Lord for which come our strength, Father, Lord. But Lord, we thank you for that. We intercede for you, Lord. You are intercessor, Lord. And we pray for before our heavenly Father, Lord, each and every day, Father. We thank you for intercede for the things of God, the things of your people, Father. Care about us. He cares for you as well, Father. We thank God for his fullness of joy in our life, Father, Lord, and his fullness of your strength, Father, Lord. Thank God for Yeshua, Lord, the Son of the living God, Father, Lord. Thank God for the kings of kings and lords of lords, Father, Lord, the true Lamb of God, Father, Lord. We praise your holy name, for Jesus is the Lamb of God, and he is the joy of our salvation, Father. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for you are the living word, Father, Lord. You are the living truth, Lord, that we have each and every day, Father, Lord. Thank God for our daily bread, Father, Lord, our spiritual bread that we partake in each and every day, Father, Lord. We thank God for your holy word, your holy truth, Lord, Jesus, being our true Messiah, Father, Lord. Be our true Messiah, Lord. You are the true Messiah in all that we do, Lord. You came for us, Lord. You bled and died for the remission of our sins, Lord. And we thank God for that. You are the true Messiah that came for us. Your people are born again through your word, through the Spirit of God, Father, Lord. We thank God for the opportunity to your people, Lord, that can trust in your word, Father, Lord. Jesus never failed, Father. There's no failure in God, Lord. And we praise your holy name for your goodness and your mercy, Father. To follow me all the days of my life, amen, and I dwell in the house of the Lord forever, Father. We praise you for that, Lord. We thank God for your holy word, Father, for being more than overcomer in Christ Jesus, Lord, more than overcomer in Christ Jesus, Lord. Have your way on today, Father, Lord. We thank God for the Prince of Peace on today, Father, Lord. You strain our heart and mind and spirit through your word. Jesus said, peace I give unto you. The word didn't give to you, and the word cannot take it from you, Father. Thank God for the divine peace that we have in our life through Christ Jesus. So have your way, Father, Lord. And thank God for that divine peace, Father. We thank God that you are, Father, Lord. We thank God for you are our Redeemer, Lord. Our Redeemer liveth, Father. Thank God for you being the restoration of the preach, Lord, the restoration of the faith in us, Lord. Thank God for you strengthening us, Lord. We be strong, Father. We thank God for your being our reconciliation, Father. Being our mediator in all things through Christ Jesus between our Heavenly Father and between our Lord and Savior Jesus. Because you are the mediator, Father. Amen. You are our advocate, praise God, Lord. We thank God for you doing things on our behalf, Father, Lord. Speak on our behalf, Lord Jesus. Lord, be our advocate, praise God. And thank God for your holy word, Lord. Pray God. Thank God for you being our strength, Father, Lord, being our strong tower, Lord, in time of need. God is our strong tower, morning, noon, and night. He's our strong tower, saint. He make a way for us, make a way for you as well, Father. We thank God for your unity on the hour, Lord, unity of the brotherhood, Lord, unity of the testimony of prayer on today, Father, God. Testimony and thanksgiving, Lord, baby, unity in our hearts and our mind and our spirit, Father. And we thank God for the victory, Lord, on the hour, Lord Jesus, Lord. It's victory in your circumstance, Lord, victory in and being a storm survivor, Father, Lord, through the thing in Christ Jesus, Lord, through our circumstance, Lord. God strengthen us to finish the journey, Lord, to go even stronger in front of the things of God, Father, Lord. We thank God for that. We thank God for the word of faith, Father, Lord, in this hour, Lord. The word of faith, Lord, the word of power, Lord, the word of truth, Lord, the word of strength, Lord, to have to continue on in the things of God, Father, Lord, and the word of favor, Lord, in our life, Father. He's the God of favor, Father, Lord. And we thank God for that in our life on today, Father, Lord. We thank God, oh, how excellent is your name in all the earth, Father, Lord. You are excellent Savior, Lord. You are excellent God, Father, Lord. You are great God, Lord Jesus, Lord. And we thank God for that, Lord. We thank God for your word, Father, Lord. Be our yoke, fellow, Lord. Amen. We thank God for your zealous in the brotherhood, Lord. Your zealous in all that we do. We thank God for he quickened our spirit, Lord. He strengthened us to be stronger than ever before, Lord, each and every day, Lord. Just have your way, Lord. Pray that your will be done on this hour, Lord. These testimonies that come forth, Lord, be a testimony of praise, a testimony of healing, a testimony of deliverance, Lord. Be a testimony of the goodness of God in our life, Father. Lord. Have your way, Father. Let thy will be done to your honor, to your glory, to your praise. In Jesus' name we pray, our Lord and our Savior. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Jasper, for that powerful prayer. We give God all the praise. You know, before we get started, it's just laying on my heart to just share a scripture passage or some of the word with you tonight. And this is a passage that I'm reading from Gospel of John chapter 4. And it's about a woman who had a testimony to share, praise God. And it starts off in this, and I'm going to read and beginning, starting with verse number 6. It said, now Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Then cometh a woman of Samaria. Now the Jews and the Samaritans, they were not supposed to have any interaction back during that time with one another. There were prejudices that were going on amongst the Jewish race and the Samaritan race. And so it was very, very unusual for you to see or ever see a Jewish person talking to a Samaritan. But God, for his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest me of drink, which am a woman of Samaria? In other words, how is it that you are a Jewish man and you're going to ask me, a woman, for a drink, a Samaritan woman, for a drink, being that, you know, the Jews again and the Samaritans, they had no relationship with one another. For the Jews have, and here we go, for the Jews have no dealing, verse 9, with the Samaritans. And Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it was, who it is that to thou give me a drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman said unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? You know, Jesus was talking to her from a spiritual perspective, but all she could see was in the natural. Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, she said, and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? And then Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever, I love it when Jesus says that, whosoever, praise God, that whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever will can be saved. See, he said, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. My God, my God.
You need to go down to prejudice. In her mind, her thought, he said, whosoever.
Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did. The woman said unto him, Sir, give me this water. She was ready to drink then. She said, okay, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. And Jesus said unto her, go, call thy husband, and come hither. And then the woman answered and said, I have no husband. And Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. And that saith thou truly. The woman said unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Then Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye know not what we know, that we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, where the true worshipers, are you a true worshiper, shall worship the Father, how? In spirit and in truth.
Amen.
For the Father seeketh such to worship him.
Yes.
God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Then the woman says unto him, I know that the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. And Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot. The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men, come, come on, y'all, come and see a man. She went to tell her testimony.
All right now.
Come see a man which told me all the things that ever I did, the Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. She ran to tell that. Oh, that's what we're doing tonight. When God has done something for you, when Jesus Christ shows up and he shows out on your behalf, you should have a running spirit that is ignited within you that makes you, like this woman, want to run till that. So tonight, oh, yes, yeah, like fire. Shut up in your bones, praise God.
Yes,
so
yes.
Tonight we're going to open the lines for Mother Pat Gallo to be able to begin this testimony service of sharing her testimony, followed by Prophetess Cecile Cushing, and then anyone else that has a testimony of the goodness of God in their life, you are welcome to share of your testimony.
Amen.
Good evening, Mother Pat. Sister Pat Gallo, how are you? Can you hear us?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you all. And I want to tell you, I want to tell everybody that listen, I'm not going to let the rock cry out for me.
All
I'm
right,
going to tell it. I thank God. I thank God every day for another day to be able to say thank you, Jesus, to be able to tell somebody else of the goodness of the Lord. And if you're going through, if you trust God, he'll bring you all the way through.
Yes,
my testimony is this. My youngest grandson, we went to see them, tomorrow is August, the beginning of the month. We went to South Carolina. And I'm telling you, I was so blessed because during his lifetime, he would be with me and I would take him to church and so on. But you know, when they get older, how they do. And so this young man, he's 26 now. He started living with his girlfriend, and they had an incident where their house caught fire. And he realized at that moment he could have lost his family. So
My
he had
God.
Been talking to him about shacking up. You need to get out of that lifestyle, baby, so God can bless your ways and bless your little family. Well, before he left from Louisiana, he got married. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And they gave their life to the Lord because we led them through the salvation. Now, a year done passed by, and his little wife is on fire for the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And my grandson, he say, Momo, I'm not where you and Aunt Net at, but I'm growing. Oh, thank you, Jesus. When that child told me that, I say, now he's my baby grandson, and he's my first grandson that came and told me about his salvation and the encounter he had with God. So, you know, I'm excited. I am so excited.
Amen.
I say, we call him Trey. I say, Trey, now you got to raise your babies up in the nurturing admonition of the Lord. That's what the Bible says. I say, now they see your lives change because they're babies. But if y'all raise them up and they see these things that y'all living for God, you're going to raise godly seeds unto the Lord. And that's what it's all about.
That's
so it. Like I say, I'm not going to let nobody, no rock, cry out for me. I'm going to praise God and give thanks. And I just believe the rest of them is coming in. Because the word of God says that if one is saving that household, he'll save that whole household. No matter what you see them doing, they can be on drugs, they can be thin as a piece of ice almost because they're losing weight and mess with the drugs. Whatever you see they doing, do not give up. Do not give up. Continue on praying. But the other thing is when we pray, we got to let go and let God. Because sometimes we can get our hands in the mix and hold things up, and God wants them to come to him. We all had to go through something. They got to have that encounter with God. And so that's my prayer is that God will set up a divine encounter so that they can turn their lives unto him. Now, my other testimony is this. When I was living in Kansas City, my daughter was the pastor of a church in Manhattan, Kansas. So we had to drive like 100 and some miles on Sundays to go to her the church that she was assigned to. So over there, we had adopted. Now, you see, it don't matter what color your skin is. I love people. We had adopted a couple. And how we did that is this. I encouraged them about prayers, coming and having corporate prayer. So it was this particular Saturday, we had went to church for a prayer meeting. And the Holy Spirit said God is going to be sending people to this church, and that we as a church body have to love them, no matter what they smell like, what they look like, how they act, tattooed, or whatever. And I'm telling you that Sunday, when Pastor Jackson had drove up to the church, this lady came knocking on the window of the car and asked her about the church service. And so she said, yes, I'm the pastor, and we have service, da-da-da. And she said, we coming. Well, they went to church. They came the very day that morning they knocked on the door, on the window. They came to church. So we've been family ever since. I adopt them. They my children. They call me mama. And the children call me grandma. That's my children. Okay? And so all this time, one thing after another has happened in their life. They were homeless. Telling you, the prayer of the righteous availed much. They got out of the homeless situation, and God opened doors for them to get a place. Now, mind you, they were not church. They had got off of drugs and one thing after another. But I'm telling you, once their life turned around, they went through some stuff. But I'm telling you, God is so faithful. No matter what, don't give up. These kids went through all kind of devastation, from health to finances, almost homeless again or whatnot. And then the husband started having issues with his health. And government, whatever you want to say, government take their own time. You eligible for your disability, and sometimes they don't move. You got a need, they don't move. But I want to tell you this. God answer prayer. They got their disability coming in. And so we just thank God that he has been blessed in that way because he had a tumor. Now, why would you think it would hold up something in God? He had a tumor and was losing talking and one thing after another. But God is faithful. And like we say, the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Keep praying and keep thanking God and keep encouraging people. No matter what they're going through, encourage them with the word. Because that's what they're missing. I know it's supposed to be a testimony, but I just have to share that. They're missing us. They missing us as believers, not witnessing what God has done for us. They need to hear those testimonies. Shared the Sunday, I said, I had cancer two times. I can go and share a testimony. If you're going through cancer, I got you. And the reason why I say I got you, I'm going to tell you what God did for me and how he did it. By standing on the word of God, confessing the word of God, and not giving up. We cannot give up. So that's the end of my spiel. And I pray that y'all be encouraged. Don't give up on your children. Don't give up on people that come to you. They may not look like us. They may not smell like us. They might be tattooed up. But don't give up. Because God doesn't give up on us. All right. No, I'm through.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Mother Pat. That is so true. We don't need to give up, no matter how much and how long we have prayed for loved ones or prayed for others, no matter what the situation or circumstance may look like. No, he didn't. We have to be able, as Mother Pat says, to stand on the word of God. Knowing God, he is long-suffering. He's patient. And we have to know how to love others where they are until God brings them where he wants them to be.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to be able, we must not give up. Continue to pray, because that's right. The prayers of the righteous do avail much. The prayers of the righteous do avail much. And as you pray and as you talk and continue to share the scriptures and the word of God with others, you're planting seeds. Well, guess what? When you plant a seed one day, you don't stand and go out and see that seed popped up through the ground with the plant coming that very next day. It takes time for germination to take place. It takes time. But guess what? Even though you don't see it, movement and growth and development are taking place under the ground. Sometimes God has a way of moving even in the dark places. Ha, hallelujah. Just like that seed before and underground. And so then he brings forth the harvest. You've planted the seed. What does the word of God say? Some do the planting.
Mm-hmm.
Some do the watering, and then God gets the increase. Hallelujah.
On ground blessings.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Blessings on the cup. So guess what? Guess what? Just keep on praying. Keep on believing. Keep on trusting. You know, Jesus Christ, he waited for us. Hello, he loved us while we were yet in our sins. He loved us while we were yet in our sins, and he did not give up on us.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Well, guess what? We're going to go ahead and open the line to Prophetess Cecile Cushing. Thank you, Mother Pat, for that powerful testimony. We give God praise for you. Amen. And Prophetess Cecile Cushing, praise God. Thank you so much for joining us tonight and sharing your testimony. Go right ahead, please.
To God be the glory, to God be all the glory. Blessings, everyone, blessings, blessings. I'm going
blessings
to share a recent testimony. Can
Amen.
You hear me?
Amen. Yes, we can.
I'm going to share a recent testimony this weekend. My pastor and some other affiliate prophets were preaching in Ahoskie, North Carolina. They had been doing this Woman Gone Warrior tour for the past few months now and going into different cities. And I wanted to go, but my finances said no. So I was like, okay, God, if they stream it, then I'll look at it on YouTube or however way they stream it. And I was on the 5 o'clock prayer line with an apostle from our church. And when we got off the 5 o'clock prayer, when we were getting off the 5 o'clock prayer line before we got on the 6 o'clock prayer line, she said, "Are you going to the trip to Ahoskie?" I said, "No, ma'am. I said that I don't have the finances to go." She said, "Well, if I finance you, will you take me? Because I need to be there." I said, "Yes, ma'am."
All right.
So I went and that was Thursday morning. So I went while I was at work, I called NTB, got my oil changed, got my tires rotated. Friday we went and I went to work. I got off work. I went and picked her up and another one of the sisters from the church and my friend Tanya met us.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And we got on the road at about 7:30. And the enemy was really trying to hinder, because Tanya was going to go, and then she wasn't going to go because her husband got off work late, and then he was pittering around, and she's like, y'all just go without me. And she has been having problems with her back, so I knew she really needed to be in the place. So we waited. Now, I'm not going to tell you that my patience was all that great. I'm not even going to do that. But my patience was tried a little bit, because we waited a half hour for Tanya. Glory be to God. And so when she got there, I transferred her stuff over to the car and my car, and we got on the road. We were there. It took us 4 hours to get there. So we didn't leave until about 7:30, and we got there at about 11:30. Service didn't start until 9 p.m. and they were a little late from what we saw from their postings getting service started. But one of the prophets that was there has said that God had given her a vision dream, that everyone who attended the service on Friday night was pregnant. And that they would be birthing stuff out at the conference that night.
Wow.
So that so she got up and she testified about what God showed her and prophesied that people would be birthing businesses, that people would be birthing health, good health, that these several types of things would be birthed out of everyone that was at the conference on that night. And my pastor was up praying in tongues right after that. And right after that, when my pastor got up to pray, before you knew it, she was slain out in the spirit. Then other prophetess that was part of the ones that was hosting, she was out in the spirit in the floor. Then the one that told about the vision that God showed her, she was out in the spirit in the floor. Apostle, my pastor's mom, Apostle, that I took down there, she got the mic and she started praying in tongues over them as they were out and walking back and forth across the front of that church. The spirit of God was so high in the place.
Wow.
My God.
Yeah.
Wow.
My God. Wow. My God. My
Amen.
God. It was just an awesome time in the Lord. It was just an awesome time in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Wow.
And
wow.
So when service was up, service didn't end until about 3 o'clock, between 2:30 and 3 o'clock in the morning. But my prayer on Friday morning was that whoever went to the conference that night would never be the same. And God showed up and showed out.
Amen.
He showed up and showed out. It was such a blessing. It was such a blessing. It was such a blessing. So
thank you.
That is my testimony for the
yes, man. God be the glory.
Sorry. I did tell this. I do have to testify another one. I'm sorry. My son getting another job. And God opened up a door where he has another job. He still has the other one, kinda sorta. But another job where he worked for 3 days and made more than what he was making in a week working at the other job. So I just thank God that he'll continue to open doors for my son so that he can get a job where not only he makes good money, but he has good benefits, glory be to God.
Yeah.
As well as open doors for my daughter and anybody else who needs a new job or needs a job, period, that God would open doors for them. And even those of us who are entrepreneurs, that God would open doors for us, that we would walk through those doors, that our businesses will be successful. And my desire is to be a kingdom financer. So when people come from out of town, come to minister at our church, that they will not have to want about a hotel room, that I will be able to pay for the hotel room, or I will own the hotel, or I will have an Airbnb for them to stay at, but that they will want for nothing, that they can just come and minister the gospel. So I'm giving God a praise for that in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. What a testimony.
Amen.
Thank God for that testimony. Let's take time to pray right now. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for this testimony. We thank you, Lord God, as we lift up those, we lift up Prophetess Cutts' daughter and her son as well. We lift up others, Lord God, that are seeking employment, Father God. You said, Lord God, in your word that you give us the desires of our heart, Lord God. And so we thank you, Lord God. We thank you in advance, Lord God, that you just begin to open doors that no man can close doors and no man can open doors of employment, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that they will be able just to walk right in, Lord God, to their wealthy place, to their place, Lord God, where you have supplied the employment. employment, supplied the job, supplied
yes,
the resources
yes,
on the
God.
Problem. We lift up those
yes,
that
God.
Have the spirit of entrepreneurship, Lord God.
Yes.
We pray, Lord God, that you just touch them,
Hallelujah.
That blessings will begin to flow
yes,
forth,
God.
That
yes,
all,
God.
Everything
yes, God. Yes,
that they need to be able to start the businesses,
Hallelujah.
Sustain the businesses,
yes,
give them
Hallelujah.
Witty
yes,
and creative
Jesus.
Ideas
Hallelujah.
For business, Lord,
Hallelujah.
That will go forth and be able to bless your people, Lord God.
Yes.
We pray for Prophetess Cushing, Lord God, that she has a desire,
Hallelujah.
Lord God, to be that kingdom financier, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord, so that
Hallelujah.
She will be
Hallelujah.
Able, Lord God, to have the flow, let the finances flow through her hands, Father God, where, Lord God, she'll be able to be a blessed, Lord, to be a blessing, Lord God, to the kingdom of God, so that when men and women of God come, Lord God, into her presence, Lord God, as she said, she'll be able to supply room and board and lodging for them, Father God, Heavenly
yes,
Father,
God.
Lord,
yes, God.
That they will be able
yes,
to,
God.
Lord God, as the word
Hallelujah.
And the work of the kingdom go forth to be able to
Jesus,
ease
Jesus,
in it
Jesus,
so they won't have the burden
yes,
having
God.
To work where they're going
Hallelujah.
To stay,
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, where they're
Hallelujah.
Going to reside. But that Prophetess Cushing
yes,
will already
God.
Be able to supply and meet the need
Hallelujah.
And provide
Jesus.
That place, Lord God.
Yes, Hallelujah.
Lord, we
Jesus.
Know that there is absolutely nothing that is impossible
Jesus,
for you, Father God. So we
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's time that we have
thank
a desire to be
I
able to bless
cool.
your people, Father God.
I
we know, Lord God, that that's pleasing unto
Hallelujah.
You, Lord God, and that you will
yes,
meet
God.
The need, because that's according
yes,
to your
God.
Word
yes,
and according to your will.
Hallelujah.
We love you, Lord, and we will forever give
yes,
you the praise. We thank you, Lord God, even that you've already started
thank
to
you.
Show yourself strong on behalf
yes,
of Prophet Hutchins' son, Lord God.
Yes,
he gave
God.
Me praise
yes,
last
yes,
month
God.
For the job, and you've
Hallelujah.
Given him, Lord, employment that where he made more money in
yes.
3 days than he
Jesus,
made in other
Jesus,
jobs
Jesus,
in a week, Father God.
Jesus,
oh, yes,
Jesus,
so the blessings
Jesus.
Have already started. We thank you, Lord, that
Jesus,
you are not
Jesus,
a respecter of person, but
Jesus.
What for you,
my
God,
God,
for
my
one,
God.
Hallelujah, you will do for others
Hallelujah.
As well. Love you,
yes,
Lord.
God.
And
yes,
we
God.
Just give
yes,
you
God.
Praise
yes.
in advance,
Hallelujah.
Lord, for all that you're
Hallelujah.
Doing and all that you will supply and meet the needs
yes,
of your
God.
People. In Jesus' name
Hallelujah.
We pray. Amen,
Hallelujah.
Amen, and amen.
Amen
praise
and
God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. We give
amen.
God the praise. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Any given time, Father Lord,
yes.
with the wisdom, guidance, direction, Father, of finances,
yes.
and beyond, Father,
yes.
Lord, be a blessing to your team, to your people, Father.
Yes.
All
yes.
time,
praise
for,
God.
Be able to, Father Lord, for you get a power to attain, rep, you get a power
yes.
to keep, rep, Father. You get
yes.
power for a generation,
yes.
Father Lord, for a legacy beyond we can ever imagine, Father Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You
know,
above all we can ask,
so
thank you, Father Lord. Yes,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Yes, so we carry your holy
thank
word,
you,
your holy
Jesus.
Prophecy, Father. And let it be fulfilled, Father, this day.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name we pray, Father.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
And it is so,
yes,
and
Lord.
So it is.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Pray. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Well, we thank God for Mother Pat Gallo sharing
yes.
her testimony
God,
tonight.
Mother, God,
we thank God for Prophetess Cecile
yes,
Cushing
yes,
coming and being faithful and blessing our microphones as these testimonies has gone forth. And as we know, when the testimony goes forth, we put the enemy on the run. So we thank God in the name of Jesus for you all sharing your testimony. Not letting any rocks cry out for you, but speaking forth mightily the praises of our God. Well, we don't want to end the broadcast out giving the opportunity for salvation. So if there is anyone on the line tonight that does not know the Jesus that we're talking about, the Jesus of who is the Son of our Lord, our Almighty God, who is the Son, he is Jesus Christ. Our Savior, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father. We thank you that you are
Almighty God, we thank you, Lord God, and give you the praise. Romans 10, 9, and 10 tells us that if we but confess with our mouth and believe with our heart upon the Lord Jesus and know that he came and he lived and he died and he was resurrected for your sins and mine, he came to this world to save us. And if we but confess out with our mouth on the Lord Jesus and believe that God has raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. So guess what? All you have to do is pray a childlike prayer that says, Lord God, I know that Jesus Christ is your only begotten son. Your word says that you, in John 3:16, that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So Lord God, I ask Jesus Christ to come into my heart. I am a sinner. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to forgive me of all of my sins. And I ask you to come into my heart, take charge of my life, take over, and I will live for you for the rest of my life. Just but that simple prayer, and if you meant it with all sincerity of your heart, you are now saved. Your name has been written into the Lamb's Book of Life, never to be erased. And if the rapture would happen to take place tonight, guess what? You would be there right with the Lord as the word of God says. Yes, you would be caught up with him and forevermore to be with the Lord. So we thank God. We give God the praise and honor and glory for the opportunity. Yes, Lord, to be able again to come forth and bring forth his word. We thank God for anyone tonight that said the prayer of salvation. Reach out to us and let us know how God has blessed you in your life. And now go forth this week. Thank you again for tuning in, and we give God all the praise. Go forth this week and have a wonderful week. And to God be all the glory. We love you and have a blessed and restful night.
Thank you.
God bless. Good night.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Take it up, give praise. It's to our God.
care what you've been through. Just know that praise.